This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. One consequence of the ongoing AIDS epidemic in Africa is the overwhelming number of children who have been orphaned by the disease, a number that has been pegged at 11 million and growing. Melena Ruth, president of the Southern California-based African Millennium Foundation, is determined to do something about that, starting with a single project in her home country of Mozambique.
Our goal is to create a place where children that are left to fend for themselves in Africa can grow and have their basic needs met. In Mozambique alone, we are up to 500,000 children that are really left to raise themselves.
Ruth calls her vision Anosa Casa, which translates as our home, a residential campus that will provide food and housing, education, medical care, job training, and critically, a sense of community for 100 children, in a way she hopes will be replicated across the continent. Project manager Lacey Ulemeyer adds that the village, to be built on the outskirts of Mozambique's capital city, will also be open to intact families living nearby.
We're hoping to house and school 100 children within the village, but also open it up to 100 children in the surrounding community. There'll be children that have been orphaned by AIDS that are living on the site, but children that still have homes in the surrounding community can come to the village to get their primary or secondary or vocational training.
The African Millennium Foundation team, which included actress and board member CCH Pounder, visited Sonoma Academy in Santa Rosa yesterday, where Pounder, a native of Guyana, reminded the students that poverty does not diminish brain power, just the opportunities to make use of it.
You can meet extremely poor people who are very bright because they got that opportunity to learn. One of the things that we want to be able to do in Africa is to give these young men and women the opportunity to use a very good brain, to get it to a place where it can actually absorb things. To do that, you need to be fed, you need to be clothed, so that you can simply concentrate on learning.
New projections suggest that the number of AIDS-orphaned children in Mozambique could soon swell to more than 900,000 in a nation of only about 25 million people. It is becoming, Melena Ruth says, a generation of children without parents.
This is another calamity on a making. I have to imagine this kid that is 6 years old, that is the head of the household, tending to her two-year-old brother or one-year-old sister, and living in a world where she does not know the love of a mother, the love of a father. When she grow up, when she becomes 21, will she know what a mother or a father is? And I think Anosa Casa will respond to all of this.
Fundraising for the $5 million pilot project is just getting underway. They do already have half the land they'll need. And Pounder says she is on board to help make it happen because she believes she'll be able to see the project making a difference in young lives within her own lifetime, and not just for students in Africa.
We've come here to ask these young people to partner with us in trying to create programs, raise funds, and do the types of things that create a giving heart.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.